Blog Talk Radio.
So glad to have you join us for this newest edition of A Lion for Life podcast. Hi, everybody. This is Jim Mitchell. And whenever we get together to talk about St. Vidor High School, we focus frequently on some of the activities or people involved in a standard school year, whether it's some of the arts programs, athletics, the curriculum itself, a lot of different things we've covered, and actually we have some great conversations coming up. But today we're going to maybe step back and take a broader view and understand a little bit about the philosophy and some of the things that come from the leaders of this organization, the Viatorian Order, and try and understand the Viatorian mission and understand the importance of Catholic education, which is a critical component, a very important pillar in St. Vidor's educational objectives. Now, to help me do that today is a very important guest. So glad he was able to join us today. It's Father Dan Hall, who many people at St. Vidor know and have had contact with over the years. And he's got a lot of different important roles. We're going to talk about those today. So, first of all, Father Hall, thanks so much for taking the time. It's great to talk to you today.
Jim, it's my pleasure to be here with you.
A lot of things you're involved with at St. Vidor, and teaching and coaching as always, but you have some bigger roles as well. I want to talk about those. Last year you started, or a couple of years ago, I guess, you started as the Vice President for Viatorian Identity and Mission as part of the administration team at school. What does that role entail? What does that have you doing on a regular basis?
Well, you know, Jim, traditionally we had a clergyman, a priest, as president, and a couple of years ago we have our first lay president of the school. But it was important for the community to understand that our mission stays the same, and so this position of vice president for Viatorian Identity and Mission was created just to kind of make sure that we stay on track with our mission and we don't just become an exclusive private school, that everybody truly understands that the Catholic school is what we are and what we always will be.
And there's some important things that I want to follow up on, but I wouldn't be doing you justice if I didn't mention that you're also serving in another capacity currently as acting provincial for the Viatorian Order. Just let people know what that is entailing right now and what that has you doing over the next few months.
Okay, well, our last provincial was just elected to be Superior General of the Viatorian Community, which means he is in charge of Viatorians throughout the whole world. And I've kind of followed in his footsteps there now as acting provincial, and I have the responsibility for all of the Viatorians in the United States and in the country of Colombia, really, as well. So it does involve a bit of schedule jockeying, you might say.
Oh, I can imagine. I can imagine. Well, that's all the more reason we appreciate you taking the time today. So let's talk about something you mentioned earlier. And when we talk about St. Vidor High School, we often hear the term Viatorian mission, and it's important to you, as you said, to maintain that and continue to have that be at the forefront of what this school is all about. But no matter how many times we say or write that term, I don't know if anybody understands what's behind it. Can you describe for us what really the Viatorian mission is?
Well, you know, we go back to our founder, Father Louis Kerbs, back in the early 1800s in France. You know, his vision was to create a community of priests, brothers, and lay people where faith is lived, deepened, and celebrated. And that comes right out of his writings. And we try to really make sure that happens here. You know, here at St. Vidor High School, we really have what we call our two pillars. One is academic excellence, and the other is faith formation. And I think that's what we really try to instill. We live in an area of Northwest Chicago where all of the public schools are really, really very, very good. And I think that this mission, this faith dimension, that's what really differentiates us from these superb public schools.
And that Catholic element, that Catholic component, we're heading into a key season here where future students are looking at those high schools and making some tough choices for families because there are so many good schools. And when we talk about Catholic education, how is that different? Why is it important that we maintain that in today's age?
Well, I think it's probably in today's age more than any previous age, because kids are pulled in so many different directions and they're given so many contradictory messages, and this kind of helps them root themselves in something that is firm and that is everlasting. We look at it, we take the holistic approach here in educating the entire person, you know, physically, mentally, emotionally, academically, obviously, and spiritually as well. And if we neglect any of those five dimensions, we're not really helping that person reach their full potential, I don't think.
And is that a daily activity? I mean, is that something that just gets dropped in at key points? I mean, when you talk about Catholic and Viatorian and educating these students, you know, eight periods a day or whatever it might be, how do those things get woven together?
Well, we integrate it basically into everything. We start our day with a morning prayer. Classes begin with prayer. We have monthly masses for the entire school. We have mass every Friday morning in our chapel. Various teams have their own masses. Organizations have masses. Lots and lots of different things. And many of these other elements are student-led. We have a very, very active retreat program, which a majority of those are student-led, because we're also trying to develop faith leaders as well as we go through this process.
And is service a part of that overall approach as well?
Oh, very much so. We have a requirement for 25 hours of service per year, so over the time. But most of our young people do far more than 25 hours because, you know, it's a deep belief of ours that service is a critical component of what it means to be a Christian, reaching out to other people, helping those who are less fortunate. And the way we ingrain that is through experience. And I think for many of our young people, the gospel really comes alive when they go out and they do this. I think for many of young people, at first it becomes a task, but then they find it a rewarding experience and they want to do more.
I've had conversations with parents at various events, and maybe you can kind of highlight this a little bit. When you talk about those service components and things that you're trying to ingrain in the students, the objective really isn't to make sure that they check that off within their 4 years, but more importantly that you build a foundation that as they go forward into college and their careers that this is ingrained and this becomes part of what they do in everything in their life. Is that right?
Absolutely, absolutely. That whole check-the-box mentality is something we try to make sure doesn't happen. So for every service project that kids go out on, we have like a debriefing, you know, and go, how does this fit the mission? How does this fit the gospel? So they put it in some sort of context other than just that. We're not here to be social workers. You know, I mean, even though social workers do great jobs, but if it's not rooted in the gospel and not rooted in our mission, then it loses its value for us.
And we're talking Father Dan Hall today at St. Vider High School, and a very busy guy, but who still continues to teach classes there, and is a coach, as he has been for many years, with the football team, and vice president of Viatorian Identity and Mission at the school. And we're hearing a lot about that Viatorian mission and Catholic education today. Father Hall, you mentioned retreats, and I know that's a important part of this St. Vider experience. Those, I would guess, tend to be more personal and more introspective than maybe some of these outward service projects. How do those factor into the 4 years at St. Vider?
It's a critical part, really. I mean, we start very, very early on. The freshmen have their own retreat, like within the first couple of weeks of school, just to kind of get them used to the retreat experience. As they move on, we have quest retreats for the sophomores, and then we get later on into the junior and senior years, we have Kairos retreats. We also have retreats where students go out to their former parishes and actually conduct retreats in their former grade schools for kids. So I think, you know, when you mention the fact that it's very personal, especially the older kids, the seniors especially, when they look back on their 4 years, many of the things that they tell us is, I wish I had known about Kairos earlier, you know. And for many kids, this is a pivot point, really, in their whole high school experience, something that they're going to take with them. They, you know, when they when they leave here, they write this testimonial, kind of telling the underclassmen what they wish they had done and that sort of thing. And almost all of them say, go on Kairos, go on the retreats, get involved.
Interesting. Now, I'm going to switch gears here because as you lead us into the thought there about how lives are impacted by some of these things, we've focused in our conversation the last 10 minutes or so on students. At St. Vita High School, are there opportunities, and I believe there are, maybe you could share with us, ways for parents or even alumni who might be a couple decades away who didn't have some of these same experiences, are there ways for them to still be active in the St. Vita faith community?
Oh, yes. We have monthly masses that are, we just call them the Vita family masses. And we get alumni, we get parents, we get people from everywhere. Because, you know, one of our lines here is, when you're a lion for life. And we're really pretty true to that. You know, we have alumni coming back that almost any given day you're going to find alumni in the building. Certainly parents are here. And not only are parents here just checking on their kid, many of our parents are here providing service to all the students, you know, which is really rather nice to see. When you look at alumni, I think about 25% of our faculty are alumni. So that I think that speaks very loudly as to the impact this place has on people.
Mm-hmm. I want to touch on one other thing you mentioned earlier, we could probably do a whole separate conversation on it, but give us a quick overview. Obviously, the Viatorians, there are still, you know, several hundred priests and brothers around the world doing the work that Father Kerb started. But not many people are aware of the lay associate program. And I understand in the Viatorian approach, there's a very important role for lay people to be involved. What is that lay associate program involved, and what might people do if they're interested?
Okay, well, like I said, it started back, that was the original vision of Father Kerbs, because of the times. I mean, he's the time right after the French Revolution, things were going on. It didn't quite happen then, but about 25 or 30 years ago, it kind of resurfaced and came into actuality, where we realized, you know, the church belongs to everybody. The church does not belong to the clergy. And I think one of the things that really we identify with strongly, or people identify strongly with the Viatorians, is our support and empowerment, really, of the laity. That's really an important thing for us. So this, a lay associate is somebody who works with us in our different ministries, who's very committed to the ministry, and really kind of wants to walk in the charism of the founder. And the associate program, if you will, they formalize that walking with us through various promises that they make. Promises are different than vows, but they're promises for certain periods of time, and then they can make it what we call definitive commitment, which is kind of a permanent sort of thing. People who are interested in people who are working in our different apostolates, and we're in 11 countries around the world, have decided that's an important thing. And here right now in the United States, that's about half the community. There are just about as many associates as there are professed.
And before I let you go, you mentioned 11 countries around the world, and you're traveling to many of them these days to help in your role as acting provincial. As you look at the Viatorians across the world, is the focus primarily on education? Is it on service? Is it all of the above? They take different roles in different parts of the world?
Well, we're primarily a community of educators, but education takes many, many forms. I mean, we're obviously in parishes, but obviously there's the educational component in parishes as well through RCIA and sacramental prep and all of that sort of process as well. But primarily, we are educators. That's what the founder began with in France, and we've kind of continued that model.
Well, a great overview today of the Viatorian mission of Catholic education and some of the things happening not only in and around St. Vitus High School, but in the communities around the school and, as we just heard, around the world. So I want to thank Father Dan Hall for being here today. Very much appreciate his time, and we'll let him get on with his day. Very much look forward to talking to him again in the future. So thanks very much, Father Hall, and thanks to all of you for listening. Always a pleasure to have you with us, and as I said, we have some great topics coming up on the Alliance for Life podcast, so visit stvitor.com frequently. You can download all of our podcasts there, and we'll keep you updated if you're a follower on social, either Facebook or Twitter. We'll get you all the information. Thanks so much for being here.